Identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin 67, Ohio State 66, 6.9 seconds remaining. The Badgers will be inbounding, coming out of a timeout. They still have one timeout available. Both teams in the double bonus. Ohio State has the possession arrow.
And if you're Wisconsin, know you're going to get grabbed a little bit coming to the ball. The last possession, the referees let some contact happen. So know you're going to get grabbed. Make sure you keep a hip on the guard guarding you. Keep the contact. Defense wants to break the contact. Offense, you want to keep the contact because then you know where the defender is. If that contact gets broken, now all of a sudden you don't know where that defender is. That's when they can leap and touch the ball, tip the ball. So offensively, run up, keep that defender on the hip. It allows for that over-the-top pass.
Again, Max Klesman will be throwing it inbounds. Evan Mahaffey, the 6'6 junior out of Cincinnati, will be in the face of Max Klesman. So here we go. They reset the game clock, by the way. It's 7.3 seconds to play. Klesman roams to his right, shuffles back to his left, now back to his right into Tanjay, and he is fouled by Micah Parrish with 7.1 remaining.
And what did he do? What did John Tanjay do on that possession? He kept contact the entire time because Parrish grabbed him. You're not going to get that call.
That is four on Micah Parrish. And boy, Jake Diebler getting himself a free timeout. He had his guys all huddled, and the officials take notice. Try to steal one. He's out of timeout, so Tanjay will step to the line to shoot two. 7.1 seconds to play. 1 point lead, Wisconsin. First free throw, Tanjay, money. Johnny Cool at the foul line. John Tanjay, 68-66, Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin's going to foul again. You got to make this free throw. Picking up three, you foul. I've already seen it with 11.8. on the clock.
Carter Gilmore back in there for Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Tanjay. It's on the way, and it's good. 69-66, Wisconsin. 7.1 seconds remaining. John Mobley with McGee in his face. Inbounds pass, Royal gets it back to Mobley up the left sideline of the front court, and he gets fouled with 3.7 seconds left. They get that foul on Blackwell, I believe it. Check it. That's on Carter Gilmore. There you go. That'll be his third. 3.7 seconds to play. 69-66 Wisconsin. And John Mobley, who split a couple of free throws a moment or so ago, is back at the foul line to shoot two. 3 point lead, Wisconsin. First free throw, Mobley, is good. 69-67 Wisconsin. Now Crowell will check back in. Want that big out there. You're Mobley, do you make it or do you miss it here?
3.7. This is a point where, knowing the way Wisconsin shoots, I think your best option is to miss this one.
And Crowell and Gilmore down low. Second free throw rattles through for Mobley. And now Mahaffey will come back in. 69-68 Wisconsin. Mahaffey in for Royal. McGee's going to race to the scores table. He'll come back in for Gilmore. 3.7 seconds to play. 69-68 Wisconsin.
And I just think the way Wisconsin shoots the ball, you're going to get fouled again. I just don't know if you're going to have enough time.
Badgers still have one timeout if they need it. Klesman inbounding. Max looking. They lay off of him. Shuffles right. Gets it into Blackwell with two. With one. And foul is with 1.3 to play. Ooh, he got the foul call as they were trying to send it ahead to Steven Crowell to burn off the remaining time. Oh, man. Now the game clock showing 1.3. Let's see if they go over there and add a little bit
of
time.
They're getting all of this.
Oh, just when you thought the Badgers were able to burn off the remaining time.
Well, and that's where, I think you had to miss the shot. I know there was a foul there. They're going to have to look at the clock. They're going to have to rewind it. I thought it was pretty clear. I thought they were going to run off that clock. And that's why I thought with 3.7, you got to miss the shot.
Greg Gard's first coaching victory was a game where they had a big lead against UW-Green Bay. The Phoenix rallied and made it way too interesting. As he closes in on career win number 200, his team led by 17 at the half, Ohio State has stormed back, and it's a one-point lead for Wisconsin, 69-68. Yeah, a little grab of the jersey there from Micah Parrish, just reaching out, grabbing the shorts, actually. It looked like a John Blackwell. As the officials over at the monitor, the game clock showing 1.3 seconds to play. And let's see if it stays that way.
I thought it was 1 point.
Yep.
And again, I just don't. John, you got to trust. Yeah, you got to trust your free throws. You're the best free throw shooting team in the country.
1.5 to play. 69-68 Wisconsin. And John Blackwell he's had a lot of time to gather himself, a little bit of time to think about this. He is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Wisconsin is 24 of 26 tonight. Ohio State 13 of 15.
This is Parrish's fifth. No. Double bonus. There's substitution going on right now. And that's why Mahaffey was subbed out by Royal, but Royal can't come in because it's a double bonus. Now Parrish should have 5. That's what I thought they were doing. It is his fifth.
Yep. So they get Royal in there with Mahaffey, Thornton, White, and Mobley. The Badgers have Crowell, Tanjay, Klesman, Blackwell, and McGee. 1.5 seconds to play. Wisconsin 69, Ohio State 68. John Blackwell at the free throw line. He shoots 2. He has 14.6 rebounds this evening. First free throw is off the rim short. Carter Gilmore will come in for Wisconsin. He'll replace Tanjay. And now Greg Gard will use his final timeout. Get things organized here with 1.5 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 69, Ohio State 68. John Blackwell's missed a couple of free throws here down the stretch.
That's again where, even with 1.5 left in this situation, John makes it. Can't foul. You got to make sure they catch the ball going towards your own basket, not away from it, to make sure there's there with 1.5. But overall, you've got to understand this is something that's repped all the time. I mean, we did it all the time with Bo. I know Greg does it all the time as well. These situations, up one, up two, how do you handle it? How do you practice it? Do you want someone on the ball, off the ball? Again, this has all been repped.
Would you miss this?
It's a great question.
You'd be looking at probably a 70-footer.
Well, you would be, absolutely.
Yeah.
And to be honest, probably at this situation, because Ohio State has no timeouts. If Ohio State were to have a timeout, yes. But with 1.5, because here's the thing. If you make it anyways, a three-pointer is what they're going to end up with. You're going to lose anyways. So if you're John, absolutely, go ahead and miss this.
1.5 seconds to play. Wisconsin 69, Ohio State 68.
Especially with who Ohio State has. Especially with who Ohio State has on the low block.
Mm-hmm.
With Royal and Thornton.
Yes,
there's no question.
Blackwell, free throw. It will go in.
And
it's 70-68. Wisconsin, and now Mahaffey with Crowell in his face. Mahaffey roaming right, throws a three-quarter court. Royal, he stepped on the sideline, out of bounds to Wisconsin with a half second left. Ooh, a couple more inches, and Royal is going to have a look at a three from the right wing. So now Carter Gilmore will inbound it. Badgers have to burn off a half a second. Gilmore in the backcourt right in front of the Ohio State bench. 70-68 Wisconsin. He'll throw it front court. It's tipped in the air, and the Badgers win it. And it's career win number 200 for Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Not easy. It isn't supposed to be in the Big Ten. But the Badgers get the job done, and the winning streak is six as Greg Gard hits a milestone win as the coach of the Badgers.
Again, it's not pretty always, but they get the job done, and they get the job done shooting 5 of 22 from 3. Just a gutty performance. Wasn't pretty, but these are the games, if you want to be a Big Ten champion, you have to win. And to be honest, they were in a game like this, in two games like this, in December.
Yeah.
They were on the other side, right?
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Come down to, you know, closing out games. Absolutely.
Greg Gard becomes the third fastest in Wisconsin basketball history to hit 200 wins. Walter Meanwell, Bo Ryan, and Greg Gard, the magic number of 200. In this, his ninth full season, 10th year overall as head coach. Pretty good work.
I can coach a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Wisconsin, a winner by 2-6-game winning streak now as the Badgers improve to 4-2 in the Big Ten. Final score, Wisconsin 70, Ohio State 68. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Well-being Shatterproof and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Yeah, it looked like it could be a blowout tonight, but this is college basketball. What you think might happen doesn't always happen. Wisconsin led Ohio State at the break 37-20. Then we saw the really good Ohio State team in the second half taking the Badgers to the limit. But bottom line, Wisconsin wins the game here, Butchie, 70-20. The 68, little six-game winning streak going on now for the Fighting Gardos.
It's pretty good. And, again, we talk a lot about how this game at times was sloppy. It was messy. But it doesn't matter. Like, that's the thing. It doesn't matter. And what I'm most impressed, this team has won in so many different ways this year. This is another way. We haven't really seen a game like this. Up big, lose the lead, find a way to still gut it out. And that's what this team did yet again. And for me, 5 of 22 from 3, again, like, they just, it's not a good percentage. Normally, most teams lose this. They found a way. They found a way. A lot of it was at that free throw line. 23 points there. They out, or 25, excuse me, points there. They outscore Ohio State by 13 at the free throw line.
There you go. Ohio State with 5 more made field goals. Wisconsin didn't get a bucket over the last 4 minutes and 17 seconds, but got it done.
Got to the free throw line.
At the foul line as the Badgers win it with 3 players in double figures, led by John Tanjay, 17 points, 10 of 10. At the foul line for Tanjay. Blackwell with 15, Crowell with 14, and 7 rebounds for Stevie. 9 points for Kamari McGee, 5 for Carter Gilmore, 4 for Nolan Winter, 4 for Max Klesman, and 2 for Xavier Amos. Bruce Thornton with 21 points for Ohio State. Devin Royal with 12, 8 for John Mobley, 7 for Micah Parrish, 6 for Evan Mahaffey, 5 points for Aaron Bradshaw, and 5 points also for Ivan Yagovan. And all down the line, Sean Stewart ends up with 4. As the Badgers, as they say, even though it's the regular season, they survive in advance. Wisconsin 70, Ohio State 68. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just 3 ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers hold off Ohio State tonight, 72-68. Time for a little breakdown from Brian Butch.
5 of 22 from 3, 6 assists, only 8 fast break points. Get outscored by points in the paint by 4. Like, this is a loss, right? This is a loss. Well, 25 of 28 from the free throw line, and you find a way to win the basketball game.
Yeah, that'll work.
To me, like, everything that I just said tells you why they should have lost the game. Mm-hmm. Everything prior to the free throw line, getting there, capitalizing on it, 89% from the free throw line. Like, that is how this game is won. By no means was it a game that you should win. It just isn't. I mean, I gave you 4 stats why you should have lost this basketball game tonight. You didn't shoot the ball well. You didn't share the ball well. You didn't rebound the ball well. Like, all those things. You didn't dominate the paint. Mm-hmm. And you still found a way to win.
Yeah, that's what the good teams do.
I'd even say that's what the great teams do. Now it's early, and obviously you get, you know, judged in March, and I hate that. I don't want to speak for you, but I hate that you get judged on a season in March. But, like, that's what these teams that are really good right now do, is they just find a way. And that's what this team has done. That's what they did tonight. That's what they've done so far this year. But they've just found a way tonight to get it done. And just where you have to give a bunch of credit to a bunch of these guys.
John Tanjay was left open, and he paid it off, hitting a big 3 with 4:17 left in the game. That was the last bucket for the Badgers, the final 5 points coming at the free throw line. And, escaped a couple of misses. Yeah. But they're 25 of 28 at the foul line, but – you know, crunch time, a couple of misses kind of kept the gate open for Ohio State, but the Badgers were able to just
keep it
far enough.
Absolutely. Well, it didn't help that there was a 5-minute delay in between the John's first, you know, John Blackwell's free throw, right?
Yes. So it was a while. It was a while. And by the way, John Blackwell helped get the Badgers started scoring the team's first 9 points of the game, ended up with a 15-point outing and 6 rebounds. His rebounding ability, he came in averaging 4.7 per game. He continues to do some really good work for this team, and this is sophomore year. Wisconsin 70, Ohio State 68. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mr. in the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 70, Ohio State 68 tonight. Quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier tonight, Illinois put it on Indiana in Bloomington, 94-69. About 2.5 minutes left in the first half out in L.A. USC leads Iowa 38-27. Tomorrow night in the Big Ten, Michigan State will host Penn State, and Washington has the home floor against the Purdue Boilermakers. The Badgers' next game will be on Saturday afternoon at USC. Of course, the Trojans with that eye-opening win Saturday at Illinois and trying to follow that up against an Iowa team that beat Indiana by 25. But SC home game, their first home game with, you know, obviously the
a lot of emotion.
Fires, a lot of emotion going on. And UCLA will have the same thing Friday night when it hosts Iowa. Badgers' next two games will be in L.A. Saturday against SC and a week from tonight against UCLA. And those will be, we know how good USC is when it's on. And I know UCLA, which he has been scuffling. Mick Cronin has made some news with some comments, post-game comments and all of that stuff. But he, too, and everybody there, dealing with a lot of real stuff right now. But, again, we talk about this with Ohio State tonight. When UCLA is right, UCLA can play with pretty much anybody.
UCLA is right, exactly. And I think that's the thing that you look at with that West Coast trip is you handled this game. Game you shouldn't have won. You found a way to get it done. That's beautiful. That's what great teams do. Great teams also go on the road, and they get hard, difficult games, and they find a way to win those. Wisconsin's already done that. Game against Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
Now can they do that on the West Coast? They've done it on the East Coast. Can they do it on the West Coast?
All right. Wisconsin wins it tonight, 70-68 over Ohio State. We'll continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers take down Ohio State tonight, 70-68, career coaching victory number 200 for Greg Gard. You go back to December 23rd, 2015, the Badgers were playing Green Bay, and Wisconsin had the Badgers had a sizable lead. The Phoenix made a hard charge and thought, oh, no, you can't ruin the night with this. And tonight, I don't know if it's a full circle moment or whatever. Wisconsin led by 17 at the half. Ohio State just looked totally disjointed. Not that it was a really pretty game on either side, but you thought the Badgers were in a position to maybe get a put-away punch early in the second half, but it was Ohio State coming out swinging, Bruce Thornton more than anybody, and the Buckeyes got to within one but could never get over the top as the Badgers win it tonight, 70-68. So this is quite the bounce back. We mentioned the six-game winning streak, Badgers a couple non-conference wins. But a four-game win streak in the Big Ten, you start 0-2. You lose the two December games. You
know, two pretty good teams, as it turns
two
out.
Michigan has yet to lose. Illinois, we know how good the Illini are, and certainly they were terrific tonight in Bloomington. But, you know, it's two games out of 20, but, you know, you don't want to dig that hole any deeper. That Iowa game was a monster game, and Wisconsin was a monster that night. And they're, you know, sitting at 4-2. Tough West Coast trip coming up. But they have been able to right the ship here a little bit in conference play.
Yeah, and I think this is a big four-game stretch. You know what they've done, but you look at how this plays out at USC, at UCLA, Nebraska at home, at Maryland. I think I got that right. I think that's the four-game stretch. Yep. Like that's a beast of a stretch there.
Yeah, and really,
if you really think about it,
you count Northwestern four. The next five are on the road.
Yeah,
so.
You're going to find out a lot about this team.
Yeah, and the really, you know, the best Wisconsin teams we've seen have traveled very, very well.
You have to.
You're a part of that.
I mean, you have to.
Yes. And Wisconsin, finally, it had been a minute since they had won a true road game.
Yeah.
And got that off their, you know, off their back in the game against Rutgers.
And not to take anything away from this game, but.
It was big.
not to say you turn the page, but. Now it's about the next one.
Yeah.
And you take some time to enjoy this, and you know, we'll enjoy Greg's 200th right now because it's a big accomplishment.
Yep, he's on his way over here right now as the Badgers defeat Ohio State 70-68 tonight. I think the best news, they went with confetti instead of, you know, Gatorade water or whatever. Congratulations. You got to exhale there briefly, huh?
Man, they didn't make it easy on them. Do they?
It's like game one. It's like a little full circle. Yeah, first game against Green Bay.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, credit to Ohio State. I didn't think we were exceptionally sharp either half. I thought we were better, obviously, defensively the first half. You know, and Thornton and Mobley, to a degree, got going a little bit in the second half, which you expect Bruce Thornton to do because he's too good a player to have 2 points at halftime. But I thought we got – little on our heels defensively. We weren't as aggressive in ball screen coverage. And then obviously they, you know, you got to play both halves. So I thought getting the free throw line was huge. We had to get that when you aren't making some threes, to keep taking the good ones. Sketchy. We got to work on our late game execution. As much as we practice that, we got to work on how do you miss a free throw.
We were talking about that.
Yeah,
that can be the hardest thing to do sometimes.
So since you were talking about late game situation, there's 11:03 on the clock when you first started fouling up three. What is your time frame on that?
Because those two guys, Thornton and Mobley, are so good at shaking and getting one off. I didn't feel comfortable. Letting them come and keep going and let them tie it, and then let's just play this out. And that was actually Coach Krabanoff has watched every game, and they've been in some tight games too. It just seeing how quick a trigger, and they can rock you and get you off balance. Plus, Mobley does such a – or Thornton does such a good job of driving into you and trying to get three-point plays that maybe a little earlier than I normally would. Usually I'm in the – no more than seven seconds. We started at 4 seconds early just because of personnel on the other side.
It also helps probably being the best free throw shooting team in the country a little bit.
Yeah,
weren't. true, right. True. But right, confidence of your guys saying, hey, you can go a little bit earlier because of how good they are and how good you guys are, knowing that, you can extend the game, that's fine.
The free throws are one thing. You're always worried about getting the ball in.
Yeah.
That's probably makes me more nervous than making free throws.
Okay.
And then we're mixing and matching. You know, Klesman doesn't take the ball out a lot, but because I wanted better free throw shooters on the floor, that's when we kept coming back with McGee and that. So found a way. We'll learn a lot from this. As I told the team, good teams find a way when you don't play your best. And, you know, that credit also has got to go to Ohio State for playing like I've seen them play in the second half. They played much better, and we weren't quite as sharp. So learn from it and get ready to fly west.
That's one thing Butchie was talking about too. You guys do have an ability. You can win in different ways. It's not always – you're not always raining threes on people. That's the mark of a pretty good outfit.
Yeah, the threat to shoot three spreads the floor, and that allows you to get to the more driving lines, bigger gaps. That then you rack up the fouls like we did some in the first half there. So, yeah, I mean, we need to do a better job at times of taking care of the ball. But I thought we had, you know, for the most part, had good looks. You know, a little better down the stretch maybe. Max had a wide open look from the corner. We had an eight, and we needed to bust it open there to take it back up, to really put it out of reach and get enough possessions ahead. But it's good for us because we haven't been in a lot of those where you have to execute possession, foul, possession, you know, those things. So it's good experience for us. You always like the good experience when you come out on the left-hand side. Be a really bad experience if you didn't.
I would think, and you too, Coach, and Brian, you guys know this. Greg, you're living it. Brian, you did live it. That when you hit a number here, hopefully you can enjoy this. Locker room, your guys, your staff. Hope you got to take that in a little bit.
Yeah, I did. And I told them, and Kamari did a great job of kind of speaking on behalf of the team of, you know, it's obviously those 17 guys, those coaches, but the other coaches that I've had that have worked for me and also are worked with me. Not for me, and the former players I've had, you know, 9 years of or 9.5 years of former players that have all, I have a very small piece of this. Every one of these is one divided amongst everybody in our program, and you know, my name gets attached to it. But there's a lot of people put a lot of, you know, hours, unseen hours, and a lot of hard work into helping this program be successful.
Yeah. That's the answer I expected from you. That being said. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
because you've done a heck of a job when it's all been out there for you. You've been in situations and you've been throwing a lot of things have been thrown your way, and the way you've handled all of it. You know, I'm proud to say you were my coach, proud to say you're the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, because it's a special thing what you're doing, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Brian.
Yeah, go enjoy it. We'll talk to you. Take care.
All right. See you guys.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard, 200 wins now as the head man of the Wisconsin Badgers as Wisconsin defeats Ohio State tonight 70-68. Back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Wife two, after you just had fathered a child by wife three. You've admitted that. Now, if it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
It was a false claim then and a false claim now.
If it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
That was a false claim.
How do you, so not you
talking
say
about a hypothetical?
Yes.
So you can't tell me whether someone who has committed a sexual assault is disqualified from being Secretary of Defense?
Senator, I know in my instance, and I'm talking about my instance only, it was a false claim.
But you acknowledge, and you, but you acknowledge that you cheated on your wife and that you cheated on the woman who, by whom you had just fathered a child. You have admitted that.
I will allow your words to speak for themselves.
You're not retracting that today. That's good. I assume that in each of your weddings, you've pledged to be faithful to your wife. You've taken an oath to do that, haven't you?
Senator, as I've acknowledged to everyone in this committee, not a perfect person, not claiming to
be. But no, I just asked a simple question. You've taken an oath, like you would take an oath to be Secretary of Defense in all of your weddings, to be faithful to your wife. Is that correct?
I have failed in things in my life, and thankfully I'm redeemed by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In finalizing divorces from your first and second wives, were there non-disclosure agreements in connection with those divorces?
Senator, not that I'm aware of.
If there were, would you agree to release those first and second wives from any confidentiality agreement?
Senator, it's not something I'm aware of.
But if there were, you would agree to release them from a confidentiality agreement.
Senator, that's not my responsibility.
Did you ever engage
then
in any acts of physical violence against any of your wives?
Senator, absolutely not.
But you would agree with me that if someone had committed physical violence against a spouse, that would be disqualifying to serve as Secretary of Defense, correct?
Senator, absolutely not have I ever done that.
You would agree that that would be a disqualifying offense, would you not?
Senator, you're talking about a hypothetical.
I don't think it's a hypothetical. Violence against spouses occurs every day. And if you as a leader are not capable of saying that physical violence against a spouse should be a disqualifying fact for being Secretary of the most powerful nation in the world, you're demonstrating an astonishing lack of judgment. If you as a leader are not capable of saying that physical violence against a spouse should be a disqualifying fact for being Secretary of the most powerful nation in the world, you're demonstrating an astonishing lack of judgment. The incident in Monterey led to a criminal charge, a criminal investigation, a private settlement, and a cash payment to the woman who filed the complaint. And there was also a non-disclosure agreement, correct?
It was a confidential settlement agreement off of a nuisance lawsuit.
Right. During an interview, you claimed that you settled the matter because you were worried that if it became public, it might hurt.
We're just going to wrap up Senator Kaine's Q&A. There are so many moments like this in Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing. What is really interesting is right at the front end of all those cuts, you hear Pete Hegseth's lawyer say yes in response to a question. And it's a question Tim Kaine is asking him about, well, you cheated on wife number two with wife that became number three after you had just had a kid and then got wife number three. It's amazing. When someone asks you straightforward questions like, would someone who has committed assault be per se unqualified to be Secretary of Defense? You don't hedge, you just say yes. And Hegseth goes around and around and around and around and around and around and around with all these things. And the reason that he does that is he doesn't want to get boxed in or say something on the record that's untrue. There's also this little rhetorical thing that became very clear to me throughout the hearing. He's asked a series of questions like, this happened, or do you not deny that this happened? And he refuses to answer the question directly. And then there'll be some question that he absolutely, unequivocally will deny, which means that all the other questions that he hedged about, he admits to having done. Otherwise, why wouldn't you just say no or just answer the question clearly? And this happens throughout the hearing. So I want to go to the phones, 855-757-8552-4842. I'm going to do that in just a second. Want to take a text, Sue from Franklin, saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know anyone who has been accused of so much by so many except for Donald J. Trump. Yeah, basically. It's the hearing was ridiculous. And here are the two facts that I find most offensive about what occurred today. The first is the fact that the committee chair will not release the FBI investigatory report about Mr. Hegseth to the members of the congressional committee. Why not, sir? That's terrible. Also, the FBI investigation didn't talk to all of these women. The investigation itself was insufficient. The second thing that I find really offensive is the committee chair was asked twice to allow a second round of questioning. For someone with this many skeletons, this many allegations, this many problems, the very least that you can do, and by the way, it is far more often the case that two or three rounds of questioning happens in these sorts of hearings, especially when there's this kind of controversy. And the senators were denied. The total amount of time for each senator to question this guy with multiple allegations involving sexual harassment, sexual assault, a hostile workplace, excessive drinking, all these comments about women in service. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. His advocacy for pardons, presidential pardons, for men convicted of war crimes who were accused not by politicos in the Beltway, but were accused, tried and convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice by men in their own units. 7 minutes of questioning. What a joke. For shame. When we come back, I will take more calls and texts and give you my final thoughts on where we stand in all of this. But I encourage you to watch some of these extended exchanges. Pete Hegseth smirking and kind of eye rolling. You heard some of his heavy breathing, his failure to answer questions directly, his repeatedly talking over senators, including senators that have served in the military. Complete lack of respect for both the process and the seriousness of the allegations against you. He keeps saying, those were anonymous. No, sir, not all of them were anonymous. In fact, one of them came from your mom in writing, in an email, calling you a really bad dude who abuses women. 855-757-8552-4842. Our review of the Hegseth confirmation hearing continues. Love to get your take on all of this, especially if you yourself have served in the military. Keep it locked. The conversation about this very real news continues when we get back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Main, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoke, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. A lot of real news happening today. I have covered in the first hour the lawlessness of Loose Cannon, Judge Aileen Cannon, and the fact that by her actions, all of the most important facts about Donald Trump's stealing of the super secret spy documents are nearly certainly never going to see the light of day. It is an abomination. Her incompetence, her contempt for the law, her contempt for her responsibility to seek justice, to observe her oath to the Constitution, to allow the American public ultimately, and starting with Congress, to have access to this essential information, was echoed today on Capitol Hill. We heard the echo of the Southern District of Florida on Capitol Hill today with the same sort of glib nonsense, smooth-talking snake oil salesmanship of an equally unqualified, constitutionally contemptuous individual named Pete Hegseth. And the lack of seriousness with which the Republican senators on that committee took this hearing was beyond. How many push-ups can you? Mm-hmm. That's super important. Joe from Madison, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. I wanted to just return briefly, and it ties in with this whole show that you put together, to a previous caller you had who was irritated at you because he said, "You're going to interrupt me, and you've interrupted me in the past." Yep. In your response to him, you said, "It's my show." I would like to expand on that, particularly in the light of this show that you put together. It's more than the fact that it's just your show, Maggie. It is your responsibility. And as it being your responsibility, you can't expect as a caller that you are not going to challenge him on things that you think are wrong or inaccurate or right-wing talking points that don't add to the discussion, that are disparaging, that aren't on topic. I mean, You can't expect that. This show is you, and I mean it when I say your responsibility. You are going to be looked at as to how did you keep the discussion going? Did you just let somebody rattle on with right-wing talking points and never challenge them? That's not interesting. We want to know. We need information, and particularly in light of what you've given us today, where we're pretty much screwed nine ways to know whatever happened with those documents. Yeah. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying, and particularly because of the glibness of our potential Secretary of Defense, who just talked over people and didn't explain himself. It's all the more reason that this is a place, your show is a place where we can get information, where it has to have evidence behind it, and you will listen, but you can't expect that Maggie's going to just, go out and smoke a cigarette while you spend 5 minutes talking of right-wing talking points. Come on. So at any rate, I just wanted to thank you for the work you do. I know that it's done by day so that you get a great day show, but I also appreciate that you have a lineup that also, reflects the state of Wisconsin, what's happening with the nation, and also the larger spin of our times, which is, Maggie and the Millionaires obviously tackles that. And as today showed, we have an issue ahead of us, which is, the truth spigot is just being turned off right and left. And what's ahead of us is going to be quite scary. And I'm so glad that you're here and willing to challenge people and willing to do the work that you do. Thanks a lot, Maggie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Staying on topic, it is a really big deal, right? We were talking about the super secret spy documents case, again, which I think is the clearest set of facts relating to Donald Trump's criminal activity. Caller wanted to talk about the fraud case. It's like, it's off topic. Stay on topic. If you're on topic, if you don't disinform, if you don't discriminate or disrespect, I'll let you go. I'll argue with folks. I have a number of time with a number of conservatives. I like that. That's good juice for the show. But thank you, Joe. Let's all stay on topic. Jack from Merrimack, sir, what would you like to share this afternoon?
Well, very quickly, I climb mountains as a hobby. I summited a couple of mountains with a wonderful woman who was a helicopter pilot, who, in fact, in the previous Trump administration, was one of the people responsible for some of the security in the air. And she had an affair. She's in the military, of course. She had an affair, and she was literally drummed out of the military for that. If this guy, with his multiple issues that way, if he is confirmed, the hypocrisy will be amazing to me.
Yeah, the stench of the hypocrisy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just want to share a little thought from Andrew from Maine, stating this. Mr. Committee Chair, since you declined to release the findings of the FBI regarding Pete Hegseth, I presume there is information that supports the allegations of misconduct for this individual. As such, I find him unfit to serve. Absolutely. If there's nothing to hide, turn over the documents. If there's nothing to hide, let the DOJ release Jack Smith's report to Congress under seal with redactions. I'm sick of this perversion of our systems and processes. I'm sick of the circus that this has been turned into today. Oh, yeah. We got Kristi Noem's nomination coming up. That other totally unqualified nominee for the Director of National Intelligence. Stay tuned. I'll cover it all. In cooperation with each and every one of you, including our conservative callers, as long as you stay on point with me, my friends. Because remember, I'll stand up for you and your right to disagree with me. I hope you stand up for me and my right to run the show and stay on topic. But it's always better when we stand together for the truth. Dom Salvio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
On the way, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. I got an interesting voicemail about I don't have to worry about paying any taxes. Also, who is coming in on H-1B visas? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? we pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A slight break for firefighters in the L.A. County area as they battle four fires, two of them massive. The National Weather Service has pushed back its dire warning of critical fire weather until early Wednesday because the predicted near hurricane force winds have eased a bit. The flames have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 25 people. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass visited a FEMA disaster assistance center, and CBS's Masa Saidi was there.
Housing, a huge issue. FEMA's Bob Fenton tells me right now they're providing 14-day reimbursements for hotels, rental assistance, and transitional homes.
We do that through a contract we have with hotels, and we have over 200 hotels participating in the LA area.
CBS's Tracy Wolf says climate change has made the California fires worse.
Climate scientists from UCLA have produced analysis that concludes climate change contributed to 25% of the extreme dryness of the vegetation that helped fuel the fires. The